gratitude. You've tuned into Honey Love with the Tea, my open diary on healing the mind, body, and spirit. I'm Lady LC. I'm glad you're here. Let's navigate the things that cultivate self-love through healing our mind, clearing out the clutter, through healing the body, putting in good things, doing yourself good deeds, the spirit, healing yourself through a process of looking within, finding out who you are and why you're here, and understanding and acknowledging that the spirit runs through us. It is us. Self-love is the umbrella. The mind, the body, and the spirit are parts of that umbrella that has its subtitles and subdescriptions. So let's get into this healing journey, because it is a journey. It's a total lifestyle, and I'm ready to share, inspire, and grow together. Lady LC, gratitude. Welcome. You're listening to Honey Love with a Tea, and today, another spur of the moment recording in my car. So try to tune in to my voice and my tone and not any outside noise you may encounter. So in reference to deserving and your right as a human being, what you already have and require and deserve the moment that you take a breath, your very first breath out of the womb. You are deserving of love, of attention, of peace, of good health, of all grand and great opportunity to fulfill and nourish your life. These are all things that are of your right, and many more. You deserve happiness. All of these things are of your right. Now, when we're small babies, like before the age of where we start really understanding things on this realm, like before 3 years old, we know we deserve all those things. We might not be able to voice exactly what we're doing or what we're expecting, but we feel at that age, and we know what we deserve. We know what we want. We know what we will not accept. You know, little small kids before the age of 3 always saying no. They say yes to those things that they absolutely know yes about. They cry when they need attention. They cry when they want attention. They cry because they deserve it. They begin, well, they've already, before the age of 2, already know what it feels like to be loved. They already know. So, what happens after the ages of 2 and 3 is the world starts to shine on us. We don't start to shine on the world, unfortunately, in a lot of cases, but the world starts to shine on us. And that world starts in the home. And sometimes, some of us, not all of us,
are in situations with our parents where survival mode is the rhythm of the household. And all of those things that we knew that was inherent in us when we came here, when we took our first breath, starts to dissipate, starts to become clouded, starts to become manipulated in a negative way and misconstrued. Our world is no longer our world. It's the world that is implied and imposed upon us. So what happens is all of those things that you deserve, that are innate, that are natural to us as human beings, that are of your right, now we have to start to remember. After the age of 3 and up, we have to start to remember. And that remembering stage doesn't start before we get into serious relationships, before we have our kids, you know, before we make concrete decisions and contractual agreements, whether it's verbal or written. That remembering stage of what we deserve, unfortunately, sometimes it happens within spaces of what I've just mentioned. And it's harder at that point. But a lot of what happens is you start to realize, maybe at that stage when you have kids already, when you're married, when you're in a serious relationship, whatever, that it was supposed to happen at that time so that you can get to the next stage of your life, a new cycle. Now, I'm talking about self-love. We started off by going over the things that are naturally our right as a human being when we first take the breath. We don't have to ask for it. We don't have to ask permission. We have that love within us. We have that peace within us. We have that within us. So it's ours. And when we receive it from other people and through other things, then it's just appreciated. But it's ours. But it's gotten tainted. And when that journey starts to open where we're starting to remember, after the stages of where we made decisions in our lives as adults, it's a journey and it's hard, but if you're really on the journey and it's taking you to spiritual heights, you start to understand that it was supposed to happen when it was supposed to happen within any situation that you're in. So this morning, I'm excited about an adventure that I'm going to be taking this weekend that I haven't taken any type of anything away from home in about 4 months. And it became a regular event for me about every 2 months in 2021. And I'm ready again. And it's not just about the people that'll be around. It's literally about me doing something for me without feeling guilt of other people in my life not being able to participate, or for me not shining some of what I deserve on somebody else. See, I've always been burdened with the feelings of I can't do certain things because other people either aren't doing certain things for themselves or can't do certain things for themselves at whatever moment in their lives. But I'm at a point pushing towards my North Node, which talks about spirituality, which talks about self-love, which talks about the beauty of life, which talks about doing things for self to make self feel good, talks about beauty. talks about travel, talks about money, and most importantly, talks about peace and harmony. And for me to have peace and harmony, I had to let go of the burden of feeling guilty for things that I did not cause, or maybe doesn't even exist yet. So I was repeating to myself this morning, because I started to go in a state of, man, should I be so excited about this trip? And I asked, Ifa, do I deserve happiness? Ifa is my spiritual practice. It's an indigenous West African spiritual practice that I am a part of, that I study, that I am practicing. And so in my mind, I'm like, Ifa, do I deserve happiness? And there's this process of divination that we do that I'm beginning to learn using what we call Obi. You learn how to read certain things. You learn how to interpret it using intuition and what the actual breakdown means. And I said, should I divine? And then I remember one of the rules. You do not divine on things you already know the answer to. And I said, yes, I deserve happiness. This is the conversation in my head. And that's what inspired this recording, this episode. Yes, I deserve it. I had to wheel myself back in, because what was happening is those degrading, low vibrational emotions that are causing those degrading, low vibrational feelings were starting to surface. But I've healed too much. So I asked the question, therefore I pose the answer, which is matter of fact. Yes, you deserve happiness. And just because I'm basking in my happiness doesn't mean that I'm trying to make anybody else feel bad, left out. I'm just basking in my happiness because I deserve it. Just like you deserve it. You deserve happiness. You deserve love. You deserve peace. You deserve harmony within the spaces of your life. You deserve monumental great opportunities. You deserve optimal health, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health. You deserve it all. So when you start to have that question of, do I deserve to be happy? Should I accept this offer? Do I really want to compromise my peace to make somebody else happy? When you start to ask those questions, remember the story, how I started this off. When we're first born, we know what we deserve. And then we go through a healing process of rediscovery. And then we remember that it's supposed to happen at this time, that rediscovery, so that we can get to the next stages of our life. So therefore, you are healing, you are healed. So when you start to ask that question of, what do you deserve? Answer that question again and say, yes, I deserve that love. Yes, I deserve that happiness. And absolutely, yes, I deserve that peace and optimal health. That's it. It's April 1st. Ain't no games. Ain't no fools being played over here. This is Real Talk with Lady LC. on Honey Love with the T, the podcast of healing the mind, body, and spirit, my open diary I've just shared with you. Gratitude.